Sri Yudhishthira Vacha. Grihastha.
Grihastha.
Ketam.
Ketam.
Padavim.
Padavim.
Vidina.
Vidina.
Yena.
Yena.
Cha Anjasa.
Cha Anjasa.
Yayad.
Yayad.
Devarishi.
Devarishi.
Bruhi.
Bruhi.
Madrisu.
Madrisu.
Grihambuddha.
Grihambuddha.
Dihi.
Dihi.
Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired from Narada Muni. Repeat.
Maharaj Yudhishthira inquired from Narada Muni.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my Lord.
Oh great sage.
Oh great sage.
Kindly explain how.
Kindly explain how.
We who are staying at home.
We who are staying at home.
Without knowledge of this goal of life.
Without knowledge of the goal of life.
May also easily attain liberation.
May also easily attain liberation.
According to the instructions of the Vedas.
According to the instructions of the Vedas.
That is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, Text 9. Sri Narada Uvacha.
Sri Narada Uvacha.
Griheshu.
Griheshu.
Avastito.
Avastito.
Rajan.
Rajan.
Kriyaha.
Kriyaha.
Kurvan.
Kurvan.
Jatochita.
Jatochita.
Vasudeva.
Vasudeva.
Arpanam.
Arpanam.
Sakshat.
Sakshat.
Upasita.
Upasita.
Mahamunim.
Mahamunim.
Narada Muni replied.
Narada Muni replied.
My dear king.
My dear king.
Those who stay at home.
Those who stay at home.
As householders.
As householders.
Must act to earn their livelihood.
Must act to earn their livelihood.
And instead of trying to enjoy the results.
And instead of trying to enjoy the results.
Of their work themselves.
Of their work themselves.
They should offer this result to Krishna Vasudev.
They should offer this result to Krishna Vasudev.
How to satisfy Vasudev?
How to satisfy Vasudev?
In this life.
In this life.
Can be perfectly understood.
Can be perfectly understood.
Through the association of great devotees.
Through the association of great devotees.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
So, the Muni recommended that householders should work. And the result is not be enjoyed by himself. He should be offered to Vasudev Krishna. In this way, they will please Vasudev. How to please Vasudev can be explained by sadhus, devotees of Krishna, who teach us how to serve Krishna. So when we invite the devotees of Lord Krishna to the house, according to the instructions of Narada Muni, Narada Muni recommended this, and we are following. We are following the instructions Narada Muni has given. and we should invite sadhus to our house and learn from them how to please Vasudeva. Some of us are doing that. We are inviting sadhus to the house. But something is missing. Please listen. Something is missing. We have invited the sadhus to the house to hear from them. You know? But we become very busy cooking for the sadhu that we don't hear him. The purpose is fulfilled or defeated?
Not accomplished.
Not accomplished. We should stop this. A sadhu should not be invited to the house for his fashion. A sadhu's business is to speak. For us to hear. Therefore, when we have invited sadhu to the house, we should hear. We should organize ourselves in such a way that we don't cook during the speaking time. We should sit and hear. Particularly for me, eating is not my problem. Mama. I don't want to eat. I'm just going to please all of you at my own convenience. I want to see here. So I'll be very pleased, I'll be happy if we can correct this. Anytime we invite a devotee to visit our house, let us arrange ourselves in such a way that we should do everything we want to do outside the program time. So that we can participate fully and have a full result of a sadhu's visit to our house. The people who we invited, devotees by nature, we are very kind and we put others first. That is correct. So we want to make sacrifice for others. But I would like to say that this sacrifice is not a good one. This is not a good one. So we have invited people to come, that's very good. We invited the sadhu to come, that's very good. Now we should also hear. So we can do our cooking before. Srila Prabhupada had mentioned the devotees. Good management means that the temple leader should arrange for every devotee in the temple, every devotee whom are invited for the program should hear the kirtan and the lecture. That is management. It is not management if we don't hear. But we engage devotees outside japa time and outside bhavatam time. It is not management according to Prabhupada. It is mismanagement. Perfect management means that we should hear. We should arrange to hear the lecture and the kirtan should be heard. So that everybody has recommended here we should learn from the sadhu how to please Vasudeva. That is our responsibility. The purport is explaining in the purport. The format for Grihastha life should be dedication to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The format for Grihastha life should be dedication to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this afternoon I was telling some devotees. Household ashram is Krishna consciousness, devotional service. It is not a material activity. Many devotees have this misconception in their heart. I'm now in Grihastha. And then what? And then? You're not a devotee? It is an ashram. Ashram means what? It is ashram. What is ashram? It's a place for learning.
Class.
Yes. Household ashram means what?
School.
Our activities is centered around Krishna. That is the meaning Grihastha. Our activities are centered in Krishna. So our household activities, household life, is a dedication to Krishna. The Prabhupada said here, dedication to Krishna means everything we do is an offering to Krishna. That's the life of a devotee. A devotee has no ordinary activity. A devotee has no ordinary duty. A devotee has all his or her activities as a dedication to Krishna, as a devotee. So household ashram is Krishna consciousness, devotional service. Our children are offering to Krishna. Our services are offering to Krishna. How we deal with our wives, we deal with our husbands, it's all accountable. We are all accountable to Krishna for that. Because we are going to tell Guru and Krishna how we keep their property with us. The wife is Guru's property. The husband is Guru's property. Under your care. You give a report. The children, you give a report. How you are treating them in the house. So all grihasthas should have deity in the house. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita you hear, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invited for prasadam. That house has what? Saragam Sila in the house. The deity is there. In a house where there is no deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no devotee will accept invitation to that house. Because he's not going to live there. What will he do there in the house? You're not going to eat. It's only good. You only go to the house where there is deity. Means that the food is offered to Krishna. So you're going to take prasadam. It is prasadam. Prasadam, a remnant of Krishna's food. Remnant. It is not something that doesn't have flesh. Prasadam means Krishna's remnant. Krishna has eaten the remnants. That is Krishna prasadam. And devotees will honor that. So when we are arranging a program, we should consider this. We should arrange ourselves very nicely so that we have finished the cooking, we have finished all that things we want to do. But it's time for God to sit down and eat. So everything is complete. I visited a temple in Kenya. There are a few devotees in the temple. So usually ISKCON temple is Bhagavatam class 8 o'clock. So the pujaris will be busy, the cooks will be busy. So we have only a few devotees. So we have only two devotees sitting before class. Their leader came to me and said, can you do us a favor. See? By 8 o'clock, we have not finished our services. Can you extend the class to 9 o'clock so that we finish our cooking, we finish attending to the deities, so all of us will sit for the class? I said, that's very good. After all, why do we come here? We came here for devotees, and the devotees are not sitting there with you. I can sit in my room and speak what I want to speak within my water. So the temple of me is that everybody should come. So instead of 8 o'clock, we started the class at 9. So they finished all the cooking, we finished all the baby things, offering, everything is finished already empty. So everybody came to class. I was happy because they know how to take advantage. Yes. They know how to take advantage of us. They did the management lessons. I was happy. And it was a woman who did this. Not a man. It's a woman who did
the secretary or the president?
The secretary. The president is a householder who lives. So the lady stays there and she's taking care of others, activities and activities there. So he did this. I was very happy with her. After the class, I was telling her, thank you for being a good manager, arranging for everybody who stays here to benefit. So she came to the work of meeting. By the time we will speak, no, we will not be here, so we will be cheated. So give us time that all of us should come to the class and hear. I said, yes, that is good. I'm not talking about that. So we did that. It was nice. So I would like all of us to do the same. So when the devotees are invited, we should consider this. We should consider this. How are we going to see this word, this sentence properly made here? So we have to explain it. A format for grihastha life should be dedication to the Supreme Body. So, that is a Krishna is in the center of activities. Everything. So, what is Maya here? What is a household ashram is Maya ashram here? Translation of the purport. What is Maya?
No Maya.
There's no Maya here. Because it's activity for Krishna. There's no Maya here. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 1, it is said, Anashita karma padam karyam karma karutiya sasanya sita yogisya nani ragni na chakriya. One who is unattached to the fruits of his work and who works as he is obligated is in the renounced order of life. And he is a true mystic, sannyasi. No new light, no fire, and supports no work. A devotee's life is full of activity for Krishna. No space for laziness. No space. So, we're discussing the. We also did in Lagos for asking. Action and inaction. Right? Did Krishna discuss that? Action and inaction. This is very technical word and it's very difficult for even a sage to understand who not a devotee. Otherwise, Krishna wouldn't use this one because he has separated this thing here, action and inaction. Krishna is speaking about the yogis, the sannyasi who are not devotees. The Jain society, Jain society.
Yeah.
They are descendant of Indra's four sannyasis. Jain is Indra installed a demonic sannyas principle. He is followed by the Jain society. Wearing white. So, but Sukadeva Goswami called them Paganda. So a Krishna consort devotee, the Pujari, is fully busy doing arati, cooking for Krishna, distributing books, leading Harinam in the washing paraphernalia, and do so many things every day. Is that action or inaction?
Action.
Actions.
A devotee, Pujari, is busy every day. He's cooking, cleaning, washing, doing everything, fully busy. So my question is that action or inaction?
Inaction.
Huh?
Inaction?
Action.
It is action.
Interacting.
And then Mayavadi Sannyasi is sitting in meditation. He's not talking, Mona. He's not eating. Nothing. No activity, sitting. Meditating. So is that action or inaction?
Action.
You understand? Yes, sir. A devotee in Krishna consciousness who is very busy, is driving for Harinam, preaching, printing books, and everything, is cooking, cleaning, arranging programs, organizing so many seminars and workshops. And but a mind of sannyasi is peaceful. To work, you have anxiety, is it not? To organize, you have anxiety. Because you have to think what to do, how to organize, how to manage. And my body sannyasi is peaceful, sitting, silently reciting his mantras, and very peaceful. There is no anxiety because nothing to manage. He's simply focused. So is that action? Which of them is action? Which of them is inaction?
Mara, from the last text you read here, Anaskrita Kamafalam,
yes.
The one who is walking, he lights fire.
Yes.
The one who does not light fire, the one who lights fire is obliged to do it.
Yes.
So the devotee is performing action, but he's not attached to the result of the action.
So a devotee is performing in action, or is performing action? Which of them is doing action? Which of them is inactive?
So you'll be doing action and you will be inaction.
Yes. A devotee is very busy, is inactive because the activity has no result. In my body, sannyasi is sitting there externally. Externally, he is inactive, but internally, he is fully busy and is responsible for his activities. He is responsible for the activities performing. When he is sitting, there are no living entity is sitting on top of them.
They are.
He is responsible for their difficulties.
Yes.
He is breathing.
That's living entity.
He is killing so many living entities. So he is busy destroying. Externally, he is thinking that I'm free from action. So I'm free. He is not free because he depends on himself. A devotee depends on Krishna. Although he's fully busy for Krishna, his activity is in action because there is no result. You understand?
Yes. Now it's clear. We were in confusion.
Where does akama come now?
Akama means what?
No reaction.
No reaction. Although he's fully busy, why there's no reaction? Krishna factor. It's Krishna factor. Niridahatu. Karmani niridahatu kintu bhakti bhajan. That's what Brahma said. Karmani niridahati. His activities have been grind, have been fried. There's no chance for germination. That's for devotee. So he is
really busy.
Yes. There's no result. He's going to suffer no action, no reaction, no bad reaction for that. Well, a so-called renunciate, that's what Bhagavad says. He is so-called. He's sitting and lighting no fire. It means that he's not working. But he's working. Externally, he thinks he's not working. But he is fully busy. His activities, we're going to give him reaction for the next life. So, Bhagavad Gita recommend pious and impious activities to be given up. That's chapter 12. So what is pious activity? What is pious, auspicious? Auspicious activity. What is auspicious activity? Christians, we want to do auspicious things. And Krishna is saying auspicious activities will be given up. Both auspicious and inauspicious to be given up. So what is Krishna saying?
Transcend.
Yes. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva Dharma. Sarva Dharma. So Krishna is teaching us religion.
Krishna is teaching transcendence.
So what Krishna is saying is, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. This is pious activities. This is auspicious activities. They are all binding. All of them are binding.
Fruitful actions.
And even if you look at it very carefully, this is religious activity Krishna is referring to. This is religious activity Krishna says will give up, not Krishna consciousness. This is a religious activity. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. And if you look at it very carefully, these activities are recommended
in Vedas.
Yes.
Yeah.
But look at it. We are not doing Dharma. We are not doing Moksha. We are not doing
Artha.
No. We are doing all these things that the Vedas say we should all do. This is all the thing we do. Dharma, nobody is doing. Therefore, there is no moksha. So, devotees are fully busy with activities which are forbidden for us to do. Hare Krishna.
Raj, the channel should not switch out.
You continue?
Like you trust in confusion.
We can continue in the second.
Another place.
Prabhupati. Prabhupati's place.
What is it?
House program.
What time?
5:30.
Paper was 5:30. It was 5:30.
No, it's 6:30. 1 hour late.
No problem.
Morning time.
Indian motion.
So how long does it take to get it?
5 minutes.
So let's go continue. Okay, take your juice. Can we continue from there?
I'm with that Kelly.
What?
Rani.
Rani, happy. You are telling the spiritual master.
Drink, we are going.
Question time.
We'll continue question and answer.
Guys.